Today's Mishnah in Masechet Uktzin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Beit, Mishnah Hey. So now we're moving on to another element that this is something that we've discussed before in a different context, which is what is considered to be a chibur. Now, we spoke about this a lot in Tful Yom, because remember when it came to Tful Yom, we had all types of kulais that a Tful Yom is not going to be betami things as a Tful Yom midrabanan if the chibur isn't complete. Now, question over here. What is considered, up until now we've been talking about ideas of chibur. They're not really chibur because a yadayim is more about a conductor than being a chibur. And a shomer is also about being actually part of the item. But over here, where you have something that is connected only partially, what type of connection makes it a single unit to be makabel tuma directly, so it doesn't need to get into the issue of yadayim or shomrim? What would that be? Okay, so obviously, you think, okay, you need a actual physical connection between things, and that should be the measurement. If they're connected, they're connected. But things are not so simple, because as all the dinim of tuma are dependent not only on the physical situation, but they're also, remember, dependent on the intent and the way in which the machshava views them as one thing, or whether they're meant to be separated. So sometimes something may be physically connected, and yet it is not considered to be mechubar. Let's think about a case of somebody who is making cholent. Now, he's got a big piece of cholent meat, and he's got a dull knife. So he wants to have a lot of little pieces in the cholent because he's got a lot of yeshiva bachrim coming over. He doesn't have koyach to cut through that meat. So what does he do? He cuts through it to the point where it's going to fall apart in the cholent. But he doesn't manage to separate the meat completely. Okay, so that's very common when you're dealing with cholent meat. So if his intent is that he's cutting it in order for it to fall apart in the cooking, then that's not called a chibur, even if it is physically mechubar. So hamachatech lecholent afo pishalo meirak. So somebody who is cutting up things, he's cutting up a piece of meat, but this would be true even if it would be onions or things like that. So even though he didn't cut completely, it's not considered to be a chibur because he knows that he's cooking it in such a way that it's going to fall apart ultimately. And the reason he left it connected was not because he wanted it to be mechubar, but because he has a dull knife. So if he cut it up in order to give it a quick kind of treatment, so like he's going to dip it in vinegar, he's going to dip it into boiling water, or he wants to leave it on the table and actually put it in a serving dish, so then of course it's a chibur, because there's nothing that he's doing that is going to cause it to fall apart. So the reason that he didn't cut it all the way is because he wanted it to actually be a nice-looking large piece, but he wanted to spread it out. But then when he goes and he's at the table and now he starts cutting it, he wants to cut off one of the pieces entirely. So only that part that he started cutting is at that moment already not considered to be mechubar. But since the whole idea over here was the serving was supposed to maintain the chibur until the time that it's actually being served as a portion, the other pieces are still considered to be mechubar. So only the ochel she'itchil bo, the part that he started cutting to serve one of his guests, that part is not mechubar. Let's talk about other types of chiburim. So remember when you buy garlic or you buy onions, and you buy them in a case of people that are buying directly from the farm. Or now when you buy for Pesach, all of the stores are selling things together that they haven't been really processed in any way. So now you go in and you buy long leaves in which the onions are all braided together. You could buy like 10 onions or 10 garlics with the long leaves. They finally got them in on Thursday, by the way, in case you've been waiting for your Pesach shopping. And we've been running around trying to find this because Nobody had it. Now all of a sudden everybody has them. So now they're back together. And these are called Betzalim Shechamaron. They've been braided. So they call those onions the Brady Bunch. And then you could have Egozim She'amanan. The same thing is true. These Egozim, you take a look at the way that nuts, many nuts grow, like three or four nuts coming out from one place. Get on the internet, take a look at a nice picture. Maybe Barnea will be happy to send us one. Or Gavi can bring something from his morning walk. But anyway, if you tie these together, so you got a long string of, let's say, walnuts or something, right? So all of those things are considered to be a chibur. And even though they're not one oichlin, they are considered to be mechubar in terms of Kabbalah's tumah. And it's not because it's literally one oichlin, but in this case, if tumah touches one, they're all connected. Why? Because they're yadayim. They're obviously not one. So we're talking about the extreme. You can have one piece of meat and it's not. And you can have five different onions and it is, but it's for different reasons. So the five different onions are because it's yad, it's a yad, and a yad is considered to be a chibur for the tuma. If it's one piece of meat and it's not a considered to be a chibur, it's because your das is that you don't want it to maintain its chibur. So there, in those cases, it is a chibur. Once you start pulling them apart, yitchil farek be'egozim ulafakel be'betzalim. So you're peeling them out of the braid, you're unbraiding them. So at that point, as soon as you start it, it shows that you're no longer viewing them. You don't want them attached to each other, and you're going to be separating them. And at that point, it's not yad anymore. Now, we learned before about the din of a shomer. And that a shomer definitely is going to be even mitztaref, not to mention that it's going to allow the tumah to affect the food going in and going out. But the question is, I mean, some things are going to not be shomrim, even if they have a hole in them. So we talked about yesterday the idea of the peel of an onion that's got a hole, the inside peel, is not considered to be a shomer because it no longer protects it from bacteria. It's all open. But we have the opposite situation where you have very hard shells that are still connected by a membrane to the nut that's underneath. And over there, even if they're broken, they are still considered to be a chibur until they're literally crushed because they still serve as a protective layer if they're pieces. So a nice piece of shell is also a protection for the nut underneath. And because of that, if you have egozim or you have shkedim and they're in shells, those shells are considered to be a chibur until they're literally mirasesotam. You have to crush them up. And if they just have a break in them, if they're cracked, they're considered to be a shomer as long as they are still attached to the nut because they protect it in some way. If it's literally crushed into pieces, then it's not a shomer at all.